You there?
I'm here. I'm here.
We learning.
Yes.
Because you know what it said? At the bottom, it said finish recording. And I clicked it. And then that disconnected you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I know now to ignore that. And now I got to send her another link, because that recording was two recordings ago.
Okay.
I got to send her a link. Yeah, let me send her a message. That way I got her. Because this is easy when you know what you're doing, but when you don't know what you're doing, it seems like you were talking about, I'm confused. I was like, don't be confused. We ain't got time for that.
Look, and then look, I'm over here anxious because I'm like, okay, did my alarm go off? Did my settings off? I'm over here checking and balancing over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, we're not afraid to try.
Yes.
And that's the good thing about life. You know, there's so many things that can happen. Most of the time people will say that they have anxiety or they anxious, when really you excited.
Yeah.
And you are nervous. There's nothing wrong with being nervous. I mean, that's why we're starting early. We want to make sure this is going to work.
You know? Right. This is why, right? Yeah. You got to get ahead of it.
You know what? If you give yourself enough time, being nervous, being anxious, that's part of life. And then later on, you look at that and say, oh, it was so exciting when we first started. And now this is just like, you know, I can't even believe I was nervous, you know?
It's true. That is so true. I've done it. It's so true.
And yeah.
Here we are again. Yeah. And here we are again. Oh, tea bath house. Uh-oh, wait a minute. No, we're not doing that.
Okay. Oh, no, you still here. No, I, because it was telling me that someone else came in. Okay, so I'm Dr. Herb's sister. And this is, introduce yourself, sis, the way you want to be known.
I am Cat King, the healing bath lady.
Okay.
Amongst
I like
other
to call
titles.
Her a bathologist. She right, want to go into three words, healing, bath, and lady.
Listen, I'm taking all of them. I take all the hats.
You take all of that. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that we want to, we are here in this brand new space called How to Be a Grown Ass Woman. Shy, or you know, if you have feelings about words that are not, you know, something that you would use at church, then you might want to not be here. You might want to take another podcast, because we're going to be grown ass women here and that's talk right. Like grown ass women who got some experience and something to teach and to tell.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to have a guest today, but this is our first time together today. So I want to give Kat an opportunity to put her spin on what she thinks being a grown-ass woman is. And then I'll put mine on it. But we also did a premiere issue, premiere pod the other week. And so that one is up. You can go listen to that. But we're going to be here and we want your questions at How to Be a Grown Ass Woman at gmail.com. So questions, ideas, topics, you know, musings, any of that. So Kat, give us your estimation and of what How to Be the Grown Ass Woman is.
Well, my position as a grown ass woman is really about knowing how to make decisions and being able to make decisions. And I listened to you before. We talked about talked about making decisions and being a grown-ass woman and being a good girl and all these syndromes that we have that keeps us from living our best life. And for me, it's also about changing the thought process, right? Changing our thought process is about what we've been taught and claiming our power as
right.
grown-ass right. women, right? So that's my spin on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I will say again that, you know, and we did talk about the good girl syndrome, because in so many of my interactions with women, that is what is holding them back.
Yeah.
Is the good girl syndrome, because the good girl syndrome does not allow for you to give yourself permission
yes.
to do the things that you want to do, because you're so busy trying to appeal to other people's idea of who you are and the things that you need to be doing, that you basically squash your passion and your purpose on the planet.
It's true. I've suffered from that good girl syndrome at various places in my life. I go through it at one point, and then I think it's really about balance. But I've been a victim of it, and just like I said earlier about wearing a lot of hats, I've worn that hat of being
right
girl, and it is not where it's at. That's not no grown ass woman. It's not.
Well, you know what happens is, you have too many things to monitor when you're trying to be a good girl and do what you want. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, everybody gets one life. So you can't live your life and live it according to somebody else's tenets or their principles. You can't. So that conflict is what causes you dis-ease. And that dis-ease is what causes you to have all types of issues. I mean, one of the big ones that people are coming to me for particularly is womb issues. Mm-hmm. And that's the big dis-ease when you are living a lie.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
You know, I've had women who have been in bad relationships, bad marriages, bad, bad connections with their job, with their kids, with, you know, with various things. And then they wonder why they don't never stop bleeding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They wonder why they started bleeding again when they, you know, out of the clear blue, or they having two cycles a month, and, you know, and they having migraines and they can't and sleep.
And cramping and potting.
All of that, all of that. So, you know, the thing is that once, you know, I counsel with them and basically, you know, get their womb story. That's a big part of what we're doing here, mm-hmm. is once you are able to tell yourself the truth so you can heal and go over your womb story, that is what really shows you that where the problems are. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually resolve those, because people, you know, I've had sisters, and I, when I say people, I need to straight say sisters.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sisters will say, well, I know how he is and I just ignore him. You know, I'm just going to keep doing me. But she bleeding, she been bleeding for 4 months straight every day, but right. She know how he is. But you know what that is? That is a opportunity for her to lie to herself, mm-hmm. and stay in a situation where she feels comfortable financially. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, anxiety and nervousness. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal when you're thinking, I got to move out of this house I've been in for X amount of years, 7 years, 5 years, 10 years, even though it's his house and I've been living here. I really don't want to live in my daddy's basement.
Right. Right.
Or my mama's basement.
And so you decide further traumatize the body, spirit, and the mind.
Right.
Because that's that's what's going to happen in that journey.
That's what's happening. That's why you bleeding like that.
Yeah. I always say too, like, you know, part of being a grown ass woman is like, when you say yes to a situation, you got to say yes to the whole cycle, the whole situation. When you're faced with a question, like when you have to, you know, release yourself from a situation, some womb issue, whatever it is that your womb is speaking to you that needs to be corrected in your life, when you don't decide to listen, you got to take the whole experience.
And the womb keeps reminding you.
It does.
The womb keeps giving you higher and higher issues to look at because you ignoring it. You know, mm-hmm. and all of our body speaks to us. And the womb is the creative source, the creative chakra. And thank God, all of us women are now calling her, she, and giving her power, because the womb is the most powerful, you know, organ on the planet. It's bringing everybody to the planet.
Yes. 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 I have a lady, an artist I listen to called Toni Jones. And
okay.
She has in one of her songs, I will play it one time. And she says on her song, I am a part of a community of people who give souls, I'm sorry, who give bodies to souls.
Yeah.
Can we just sit with that for a minute?
Like, that's a fabulous statement.
I am part of a community of people who give bodies to souls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She was in a deep meditation when she came up with that one.
Oh, right? Because that thing hit. When I heard that, oh, that hit. I had to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I love that.
If that ain't powerful, if that don't bring us to ourselves, right?
Right.
Man.
Right. That is something. Yeah, because we do give a body to a soul. The soul is just swoops in there at the end, or it may have been in there the whole time. Yeah, it's probably in there the whole time from conception, because you know, if you've been pregnant before, you recognize that each pregnancy is different. Some pregnancies, them little energies, they kicking and twisting and twirling.
Yes, they
some
do.
Don't like certain foods, and
that space, right? That space is always active. That space is always sacred.
And yeah,
so we got to listen to it because it will speak.
Right, and I am one who has been in contact, you know, and that's the thing too, is that we are not in contact and in connection with our bodies.
Yeah.
And I think being in connection with your body means that your body is connected to the earth.
Yes.
Because we are a being of a larger unit.
Yes.
And we are a creator just like the earth is a creator.
Yes.
And for us to really, and that's where we regenerate our wombs.
Yes.
That's where we regenerate our energy. And that's why women are so interested in sitting on the earth, sitting on grass, sitting, you know, on the physical energy, so that it can, the beach is my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, the ocean and the beach is my favorite, mm-hmm. because they actually send that energy up into your womb and regenerate the body.
Yeah.
And when we don't recognize that we are a part of nature, not a part from nature.
Yes.
This is how we have the disconnect that causes the dis-ease.
And when I talk about, you know, to piggyback off of that, to talk about when we talk about being disconnected in that space, we won't even touch the ground. We got so many myths, right, about even touching the ground, being dirty, having the... Now, I know you have this system, the deworming system. But back in the day, do we hear, don't walk on the feet on the ground barefoot because you get worms in your body?
Well, you know, the thing is that you have to get those worms. That's part of nature.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you very much.
You know what? It's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's a cycle of life and everything is a part of it. Having those worms is a part of it, but doing your detoxes and your cleanses and your purges is also part of it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, grandmothers used to go out in the garden with the big old skirts on, with no panties and just a slip hanging out from that big house dress or house coat. They knew that being out there in them, you know, them flat house shoes and being out there between the plants was part of the healing. And they out there singing and healing their bodies while they gathering the food.
Right.
Because they were the healers. They the healers.
That part.
Yeah. And so, you know, having said that, you know, that we have to look at that energetic aspect of healing and recognizing that we are a part of nature and not apart from nature, and recognizing that that's how we regenerate our womb is through the earth and being connected to the earth. That's why, you know, so many of the things that we're going to be talking about here on a regular basis is about things from the earth. We are a creator just like the earth is a creator. The earth is a she. Our womb is a she. You know, everything in a circle practically is a she, you know?
Right.
And, and I see that our esteemed guest is here, and I know she's a busy woman, and I just want to introduce Ajay.
Welcome. Yes. Ajay.
Greetings everyone. Good rising.
Rising.
She's an inner spirit health and wellness lifestyle soul coach, a certified holistic womb wellness and Reiki practitioner, motivational and inspirational speaker, executive visionary of the Sweet Spot Vtox Boutique and Art of Wellness Studio and the new Heal Space Detox Lounge and Tea Bar Cafe. She's a womanpreneur and founder of Blissful Pleasures Company and the Let's Make Up Mind, Body, and Soul Lifestyle Series. Yes. She is a powerful woman, and I love her.
Well, welcome.
I just love to have her energy in this space.
Yes, well, welcome.
Ashe, give thanks.
Yes. So you had a little bit of the taste of us talking about how we are a part of nature, not apart from nature, and how our womb is regenerated through earth connections, plants, beach, ocean, you know, grass, just being able to reconnect it, and how that reconnection encourages and intensifies our intuition and our healing. And I would just like to, you know, hear, and when you don't have that, when you are disconnected and you don't have that, you have dis-ease.
Yes.
And I just wanted to hear you tell the sisters about your philosophy on Vtox, being connected, and that whole thing.
Well, in actuality, the biggest thing that we haven't been putting our attention on as divine feminine is our wombs. Mm-hmm. And that is a psychological programming from the society in which we live in. We focus primarily on things outside of ourselves, external things, but we really, really have never been taught and instructed and guided to really spending time with honing in and pouring in to our internal self, which is our spirit. A lot of us was raised in church, you know, that's still an external outlet, religion and things of that nature. But this is more on a deeper level of what we must pour into, what we must make sure is nurtured, what we must make sure is revitalized and replenished and rejuvenated, is the source of who we are, which is our womb. That's the only reason why we're called women. Womb men is because we have a womb. And so for me, we need to go and rewind all the way back to the original source of what we came through and what we have as a gift, and hone in on our womb wellness. And so that's what we expose to the community in the reign of divine spirituality. This is not about religion. This is about soul cleansing, right? And going deeper within yourself to really have knowledge of self, to really know who you are as a woman, not what you've been told, not with what you have seen and experienced, but really, truly who you are as a woman and what you contribute and attribute to the world and what you live in, and how we are in control. As Dr. Eshe was saying, we have the power to create just like the world creates, the earth creates. And we have to know that we have that power. We have to stand on that power. We have to be true to that power. But you also have to be accountable of connecting to that power and staying connected to that power. Because as women, we can't just be out here through our beauty and our externalness and our bodies and, you know, all of our other attributes and not stand on for what we was created from source as a divine feminine. And that is when you really start coming back into yourself as a powerful queen or a power, is when you tap back in and reconnect to the essence of who the creator, the supreme, the most high, whoever you call as your higher being. Right. You have to make sure you stay connected with that higher being. And a lot of things that you say, the lot of things that you do, how you eat, how you address yourself, how you think of yourself, how you treat others, your passion, your compassion, you know, how you see yourself, your perception of the world, and how you live your day, your daily life in, you know, day in and day out. And so healing is more about everyday practices spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, reflection, assessment, you know, just looking at yourself as a whole, not so much from the view or expectations of the world, but who you see yourself as. Who do you feel like you came here to be? And are you showing up in that energy? Because if you're not, then you're going against your divine destiny. And so that's what we, you know, are advocating. That's what we're promoting, along with the art of womb wellness, holistic vaginal hydrotherapy. That is something that's centuries and centuries old. That's not anything new. What I am doing as a inner health and inner spirit lifestyle coach is using it as a tool for women to open up to their divine essence, open up to their intimacy, open up to how they see themselves, open up to their traumas, open up to their pain, open up to how they love and how they see love and how they interact with love, open up to their passion and their freedom and their liberation. And only when you can sit with yourself on those platforms and really be transparent of who you are in those areas, can you really show up as a grown ass woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You said that.
Yep. Nothing else defines you. Nothing else defines you. There's many things that this world tried to define us as. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. I have this type of degree. I went to this school. I only was raised by this many. You know, I went to all white Ivy League schools, and I have this amount of money, or I have this house that I live in, or I drive in this car, or my husband is a such and such. Like, none of that defines who you are, really.
Right. Right.
The only thing that can define who you truly are is who you are at the base, who you are in your character, who you are in your integrity, who you are in your compassion and your passion and your service to yourself and your service to others. That's when you can truly say you are someone of enlightenment. Other things, that's a part of who you are. That's what you have attributed to or contributed to, but that does not make you who you are. And so we just have to go back, because we haven't really went through any kind of true rites of passage.
That's true. You know,
as a 51-year-old woman, I've never been, you know, before now of coming into my spiritual journey and my healing, I've never had before been through a rites of passage. So a lot of us is just doing the best of what we can do based on the cards we were dealt with.
Right.
We really never had a spiritual guidance. Our grandmothers did a kick-ass job with what they had and what they knew and what they had been indoctrinated with. But it's more to it that we now, as women, have to go back and get to the source of the divine reason of why we are who we are.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah,
I absolutely agree with what you're saying. I take the perspective of coming from the strong, independent Black woman, and I feel like you just strung my whole life. But that's part of the journey, because once you come to that realization that those base things, character, integrity, compassion, service, passion, enlightenment, all that, when it comes to when you get to that point, then that is when the journey begins.
Yes,
right.
We have so many things to untangle in our minds, so many things to untangle in the way we were taught, and then our behaviors and habits and things we done got ourselves even addicted to, that we don't even really want to give up when it still hurts us, right?
Yes, right. Yes.
But that's part of being, like, making those decisions and really cutting those things off and cutting people out of your life.
That's being a grown-ass woman.
That's the journey right there, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
That's the work. That's the work.
That's the work.
We're talking about the work. That's it right there. You summed that up good. I appreciate that. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that, because, you know, we've been talking about that. And you know, the thing is I have, and you know, Ajay knows this. I'll just put it out there again and we could discuss it. But talking about the good girl syndrome and how women sacrifice themselves so that they can make everybody else happy, because they don't want to offend anybody, make anybody mad, and they want to maintain what other people think, who they think they are.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So they actually actually dash their own hopes, feelings, dreams, ideas, because they don't want to disappoint you know, their mom or their dad or their husband or whomever, the partner, that they're not really that person, or that they are growing and they no longer are that person.
Yeah.
Right.
And people sometimes don't realize you're not going to be the same person your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You change.
Absolutely.
And when you start changing, you have to let people know, oh, you know what? I don't do that anymore. Or that's not me anymore, or whatever. But you can't keep, you know, a quiet mouth doesn't get fed, or a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you can't keep that up to keep other people happy.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a struggle in itself, like in the work, you know, like,
yeah,
that's
something that we've been psychologically program with, or we've seen our mothers do, or other yep. women in your family, your aunties, your older cousins. We've seen generations of people before us be people pleasers.
Right.
We've
seen it. And our paternalistic society of how, you know, because it's different with different women. Now, Caribbean and African women and Southern women, they have the worst time with it because they are more indoctrinated and held closer to these, to those types of people pleasing and being a good girl.
Right.
East Coast, Midwest, depending on where you're from, we're not the same with that. Even though we may have Southern roots, we may not be as targeted or as tightly wound to that, which I am so grateful, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know, it's one thing to break. My mom tried to make away with me by making sure that I was very, very close to Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. Those are grown ass women.
Right.
And, and she started putting me on women like that at a very young age, which she happened to be half in and half out. But, you know, like a lot of the women from our mom's generation, they were undercover grown ass women.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't do it outward, you know? So they would, you know, give us different little ideas and strategies, like wait till your daddy goes to work, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. But they still knew that they wanted us to be stronger and different.
Right. But they just didn't have. And I had this situation with my mother, my ex-mother-in-law, and it's something that me and her bonded on and connected to, but it was like an unseen and an untalked about language that her and I had. She know that she was more submissive to my ex's father. That's how right. she was raised. She did everything for him. She ironed, she cooked. She did it when she didn't want to do it, and she did it without complaint, but she right. would complain externally to other people. I'm tired of this. I don't really have a life, this and that. And I told her that the difference between her and I is that I could never submit to a man in that way. We share in our responsibilities, right. but I don't right. ever want to be titled to what I must do as a woman. If right. I don't do these things, I'm not a woman. That's not right. true. I'm right. not here for just that. That is not who God just created me to be.
Right. Right.
You know? I have right. other talents and gifts and responsibilities to my community than to just be walking barefooted, pregnant, and submitting to all your needs and cooking and cleaning and all of that. That's just not my mindset. But I understood and had compassion for what her mindset was and how she was reared and raised as another woman and as an elder in a different generation coming up in a different time.
Right.
Right.
And right. so when her children looked at her as being stupid, oh, mom, you just do everything he's saying, this and this and that. Me and her had another type of connection because I was compassionate to know that it was challenging for her. It was easy right. for me. It was easy for her daughter. And, you know, but at the same time, you got to look at what her journey was and how she was raised as the black sheep. And she always was the person who had to go out and do all the labor for her father and her brothers and that. So when she grew into a woman, that's the kind of man she attracted.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But, so we have to have compassion, even as a grown-ass woman, for other women, like you said, Dr. Eshe, that are challenged or have been traumatized with that, because it doesn't come so easy to all of us.
It's true.
Right. But you know what? When I was 12, 13, 14, my mom had me at a place already where my dad was telling me one time, oh, you know what? If you don't know how to cook, or if you don't know how to do this or do that, then ain't nobody going to want to marry you. And I said, well, you know what? You a sexist pig, and I don't care if somebody don't want to marry me because of that. I don't want them either. So we be even.
Right.
But right. Now that I'm this age, that was pretty bodacious for me to say that to my daddy. It was. Especially when I'm talking to women who don't even talk to their dads hardly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as you talking about your mother-in-law, you know, she could talk in the kitchen, but, you know, my whole thing too is most of the time we all recognize grown-ass woman behavior, because when men enter the room, women stop talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that we got different conversation that we don't want them to hear, you know?
Right.
So that's where you're talking about having compassion, because we even have compassion for other women while we're sitting there talking. We don't know what she telling him and what she want him to hear. Well, none of us want him to be in our business, you know?
Right.
So I give you a lot of credit for giving your mother-in-law really an exit plan, because when she saw that she could talk to you about it, she was happy to see you, because that's relief for her, you know?
Yes.
She was relieved every time she saw you, because she knew, oh, wow. She know me. She got my back. She know how I am. Because, you know, like you're saying, I think that most of us who are in this work, most of us who are doing this thing, we were all so-called black sheep of the family. I call them white sheep, because mm-hmm. black people like black. So why would we be the black sheep? We got to be the white sheep in the family, you know?
Right.
You know? Right. And so, you know, for her to be the white sheep in her family, you know, she is already a different person, and they already have picked up on that.
Right.
All of us are the different person in our family.
It's true.
All of us.
It's true.
We just happen to collect to each other because we all are out there being grown-ass women and using that unique attitude to plow through life and make things better for a whole set of people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Including, listen, grown ass woman includes herself.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Grown ass woman has to include herself. Has to.
Oh yeah. That's like number one.
Number one, right? Right. And then risking the, you know, and risking the good girl, right? Because it's all about being a journey, risking in every situation that good girl syndrome, and making that decision to say, no, me first, and risking being called selfish, right?
You know what? Like the airlines say, put the mask on yourself first before you attempt to help others.
It's true.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you know, my mom passed. So I think that was actually. It was a difference in several different mindsets. But one of the things was when I recognized that moms are there to give you permission to be a woman, to do different womanly things. That's where your guidance comes from.
Right.
So when you don't have a mom to give you permission, you end up giving yourself permission, which means you getting some wild ass permission early on.
Right,
yeah.
It's true.
Yes,
yeah. I'm going to quote that mom gives permissions to be give permission to the daughter to be a woman. I'm going to hold.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. That's why women raise women. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opportunities for people to raise us and put different types of energies in on us, but a good woman really raises a good woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why it, you know, it matters. And I tell my son, says it matters who you choose as your partner, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Ajay, Do you have any other things that you knowledge and wisdom? Because I consider this a womanist opportunity to learn womanist wisdom. And do you have any other womanist wisdom for the sisters out there?
Of course. I think a lot of times, like with this conversation, we're not having the right conversations to move us along. You know, right now, everybody's in the spirit of chasing the bag, getting the money, right?
Right.
And what I feel like is we have to go back to before we could, you know, secure the bag. Of course, we come from royalty, so royalty will always be a part of our nature. But right. We can't just focus in on that, because there's a lot of times people get the bag and they're still in a detrimental state.
It's true.
Yep.
Right. Yep. There's many yes. people with money that's not happy. There's many people yep. with money that have suicidal thoughts. There's many people with money that's, you know, alcoholics or drug yep. users, so forth and so on. So that right. money is not the answer for us as a people. Right. As women, as grown ass women, we got to go and sit with our ugliness.
Tell the truth so you can heal. Tell the truth so you can heal.
Right. And that's not a room or a status that we like to review or look at or investigate or research.
That's sitting in the shadow.
So, mm-hmm. Right. Because all of us have areas of healing that's necessary for us to become who we came to this realm to become.
Right.
And more we put it off is the more and more that we will suffer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Me on my journey, what we definitely have to come together, like what we're speaking about now, is everybody might have a different take on what it is to be a grown ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that sets the table that we need to talk, right? But at the same time, had we stayed solidified in a village setting,
yes,
we all would have been guided to the right instruments of what it is to be a grown-ass woman, and we all would have came from the same platform.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The thing is, a lot of us have been raised by young women. I know my mom was 15, 16 when she had me and my sister, so she was a young girl already.
Right. She didn't have it to give.
It's true.
Right, coming from a home where my grandfather and grandmother was getting ready to get a divorce, so everybody had started individualizing.
Right.
So she didn't really get that blueprint, so she did the best that she could do with what she had.
Right.
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 And
right.
So I give her, you know, some type of pass, because we could have been a lot of things. A lot right. of things could have went wrong. And there's right. a lot of things that could have went right, you know, right. but at the same time, we have to come from where we're not judging each other so harshly, mm-hmm. which is why we have to always start with the level of compassion for each other, knowing that we've been oppressed and we've been indoctrinated with many different things. We got a lot right. of women out here that raise their daughters many different ways.
Right.
But we have to get grounded with something that's goal oriented of what we all want to see for ourselves as women. Where are we going? What is yes. it that we need to do to get there? And what is it that needs to be continual? Because healing is a practice. Yeah. It's something that you have to do daily. It's something daily. That you have to spend time with.
Right.
Reflecting and looking at yourself and grading yourself, not so much based on other people and their validations or expectations, but what do you know in and of your heart that you are? I think right. that's the platform that everybody should come from, not a thing of right and wrong, but we have right, so we know that there's more work to do, because we wouldn't be in a situation as women suffering in our wounds if we was doing it right.
That's true.
Correct. 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 Yes. Yes.
And so that's yes. why the womb is where we all have to come from. And it's the baseline for all of us, because the womb is your intuitive guide.
Yes. Yes.
But you have to be connected to that intuitive guide to hear that intuitive guide.
That's exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's why I think to increase that intuitiveness, you have to increase your connection to the planet, to the Mother Earth.
To the mother moon, to
all of that, because that is what allows you the space to not only get quiet and hear yourself, but to understand the different energies that you're feeling in your body, what it means, and what you could do with that.
Right.
And regimenting yourself, right? That's how you get the connection. That brings it full circle. Right?
Well, you know what? Let me tell y'all what I just did, and I'm going to give both of y'all a copy. It's in production right now, but I created a How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman vision day journey, which is every day. It's a page, and it has various components on every page so that you can be connected to the earth. So it asks you, like, the cycle of the moon, what are the seasonal foods for this time, because you can't eat watermelon in December. It has a wisdom saying at the bottom. It has ideas for you to plant seeds. Everything is a garden metaphor, planting seeds of, like, planting ideas and goals. I really am looking forward to this. We all have a general idea that's hitting on the same thing, is that without that intuition being at a higher level and giving yourself compassion and freedom and acknowledging your passions, which is your visions, then you won't come to full fruition.
Right.
And that is what we all are trying to do. Healing is part of you coming to your full fruition.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a daily thing. And I've taken to telling women, because I work with the seasons, but now the way times are now, I'm telling people, you know what? You can't wait until spring to do your detox.
Right.
You can't wait for your birthday to do this, your cleansing. You know, it's something that you need to have on your list and in your heart and in your body every single day.
Right.
Every single day.
And we are various components of that every single day. So you hitting on different parts of yourself every single day.
Yeah, well, Go ahead, sis.
I was going to say, I'll be getting the book.
Oh, well, you will have one. And Ajay, you will have one too, because I wanted you to look it over and give a review, because I have two books in process it now, and I will be emailing them to you so you can review them and give me a little blurb.
Yes, absolutely. Give thanks. But I think that also, as grown-ass women, we have to start holding ourselves accountable more. Who we are and what we do and who we have been. And then we also need to have good sister circles.
Yeah.
Yes. We need
good sister circles, not yes people that's going to accept everything you do and everything you say. And, you know, we need people that can also be accountability partners in our sister circles.
Right.
We need to get on that ASAP, because there's a lot of people that don't have strong
anybody
around them, so it's very challenging for them to grow and advance and become to fruition, like as Dr. Eshe was saying, and start growing into their fruition, because they don't have the right elements and the right tools and the right people around them that's pouring into them and holding them accountable in that way. And so that's why for me it's good to have brick and mortar and a platform, and Dr. Eshe, you as well, with the work that you're doing, because we have to do it, like the sister said, in a regimen type of manner. It has to be something you constantly do, just like you constantly get your hair done, you constantly get your nails done, you get your brows done, you go shopping, you eat food, you constantly have all of these things that you do in a regimen type of way. Healing is also in a regimen.
Yes, sure is. It's part of your regimen.
You have a regimen of healing. Everybody
does. Yes, you do. Everybody does. You don't wait until you get sick and then try to go back 5 years and recover that.
Right.
And you know, and I think you would love this then, because this has a component of having a vision partner. It has a component, you know, of course, of doing the boards, and you know, I think you would love this, you know.
Right.
So I can't
I
wait
love the idea of vision partner.
Yeah, vision partners are wonderful, you know.
Yes,
and
we all must have them.
We all must have them. And the thing is, as you said, that's why we're doing this right now, is so that we can be that womanist wisdom, circle of wisdom that we all should have been exposed to.
Right.
But for whatever reason, we if we don't have it, at least you can come here, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, Ajay, we have loved having you. Please know that the door is open for you to come again at any time. And if you have any events or anything like that, please be ready to come on and tell people about it, because this is going to be, I've already saw that it's been listened to in Africa and Switzerland, and it's everywhere. It's going fast, you know?
Right. And I appreciate the offer. I'm thankful. We are starting this month, actually, our new moon and our full moon healing circles for people who don't have the support and don't have where people are holding them accountable to creating regimens. We're going to be helping people, you know, men and women.
Okay.
And children, the circle is for. So, because we definitely have to teach our youth too,
right,
how to have a regimen of healing, because we can't continue to cycle, right?
Right.
And so
right.
We're doing new moon gatherings at the Sweet Spot in the Heal Space Lounge Cafe. So you'll be on the lounge side, not on the wellness side. But that is what that space is for. Anything that can increase and heal and uplift us in the way of mind, body, soul, that is what that space is utilized for. So we're having our December the 23rd is our full moon circle, and we'll be doing the heart chakra healing, just teaching people how to go in and do some simplistic things to start their regimen on healing your heart and forgiveness, because I feel like that's definitely a platform in our community that we all need healing in, is forgiveness. And so
that
will be the first one that we're working with, is heart healing, because a lot of us are holding trauma in our heart. And before we can start being a grown ass woman, we have to tap into where we are emotionally imbalanced at.
Right.
And we've got to be willing to talk about it, even though it's painful, even though it's dark, even though, you know, these are things that we've been suppressing and holding on to. But in order to advance and elevate and evolve, we got to talk about some of this ugliness. We cannot keep pretending. We cannot keep doing it, because it's a sort of suffering.
I call that your womb story, because it all pain goes into the womb.
Absolutely.
And so when going over to the sister's womb story, that's when they recognize many times that they still holding on to things, you know, especially when you have all types of dis-ease with, you know, infertility and excessive bleeding and all of those kinds of things. It comes from that.
So question for Aja.
Okay.
How do we connect with you? Because I would love to, is there a way, because I'm in Maryland and I see here that you are in Atlanta. Do you have a Zoom meeting on this, or is there any other way to connect with you if you are not in Atlanta?
We haven't cross that bridge yet, sis. I'll be starting up a podcast on, you know, chakra Reiki healing, that is virtual, where I can do exercises with people to teach them how they would go in, because I do this with my clients before we do vaginal steaming. So we don't just do vaginal steaming. It's a 2-hour session, but it's really primarily for womb healing. So the first hour you're there, we're doing what we're all doing right now here on this call. We're sharing our womb story. We're sharing different things that we've been indoctrinated with, because all of us is the teacher and we're the student at all times. At all times. And mm-hmm. so we're able to connect with each other's energy and hold space for ourselves and hold sacred space for each other, you know, along our journey, right. you know? And so mm-hmm. I am in the midst of creating, to answer your question, where that could be virtual. And I'm going to mm-hmm. start breaking it out by each chakra, because that's what we're not acknowledging, is that this suppressed negative energy that's in the womb, a lot of us are dealing with sacral blockages.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we don't open that sacral chakra up and balance that as well as the root chakra.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
Then that's, as a woman, that's our sacred seat right there. Mm-hmm. That's what we sit on every day, no matter if you hold it on for 20 years, it's still mm-hmm. sitting right there. It's still resonating right there. Mm-hmm. And it's bringing disease and imbalance and weaknesses into your body, which, as Dr. Eshe said, feeds the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fibroids, tumors, cysts, endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, infertility, ovarian cancer, candida yeast, bacteria, yeah. vaginosis, all of those things is an outlet for something that's trying to get out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so before you start saying, I always get yeast infections, or I can't get rid of this, or I got an odor, or I bleed out every month, or I got PMS, I'm teaching my clients how to look deeper where the root is coming from. And right. so, yes, sis, I'm working for 2023 to get more virtual, because I do have people that is outside of the Atlanta area. And we need to be able to, with people like Dr. Eshe and other women that's doing this womb wellness work, we have to be able to connect our efforts and collaborate
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in different senses, because it's a lot of women. It's a lot of women who need conditioning and healing. And even yes. though Dr. Eshe has been doing it for many, many years before me, and even when I come in, I still meet women who have never heard of a lot of the things that we're talking about on this call right now.
Right. Right. Right.
Their world just doesn't constitute it. It's outside of their, you know, what attracts them. They're like, I ain't never heard of that. She do a what? And I carry Dr. Eshe's product at Sweet Spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. even if you're not going to hold yourself accountable to doing a vaginal hydrotherapy session to cleanse mm-hmm. and heal and detox, at least she has it in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I got mm-hmm. tired of women saying, well, I can't come every month, or I live out of town. Okay, I got this right here. Connect with mm-hmm. Dr. Eshe. She got her card right here. You can set up a consultation with her and get this detox and start somewhere. We got to start holding each other accountable to start in somewhere.
Right. Put your buckets down where you are.
I'm sorry?
I said put your buckets down where you are.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got to collaborate. And so me meeting her and understanding what I do, me understanding what she do, it's all creating that global circle, because right. there's a lot of women that are not connected with people such as ourselves.
Right.
They're not. Adding They're not.
Mm-hmm. And over here, what I'm doing is introducing people again, how to get in to take baths and get into the water again, because that's an
yes.
Awesome way of healing and cleansing your energy also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You'll never know how many women I've talked to over the years, and it'll be 9 years in 2023 that don't take baths.
I know.
The
first question, when was the last time you took a bath? And if they got to look up at the ceiling, I'm going, and I immediately say, that's just too long.
Right.
It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think that long up at the ceiling, because the ceiling not going to tell you your answer. And I get all kinds of reasons, all kinds of excuses. And when people tell me too, the doctor say I can't take a bath because I get yeast infections, like that puts me on the floor.
Right.
There's no way.
Unbelievable.
And they got yeast already. It's not that the bath is giving them yeast. The yeast in their body, it just needs any little reason to tilt and come out. That's the only reason.
Right.
Yeah.
The bath is the answer. That's the reason why the candida yeast is it's discharging because that bath has triggered something because the womb is supposed to be submerged in water.
Right. Exactly. And you need, and you already have an issue that needs to be handled with fermented foods and probiotics and herbs to clean you out, because that's what's doing it. Is baths don't, you don't put yeast in a bath and try to get in it. That's right. Not how it works.
Did you put it in the water?
Right. The yeast is not in the water. It's not in the tub. It's inside your body. And I tell women when they come in, because a lot of discharge is usually in the vaginal steaming pot when they get up, and they be so in disbelief, like, that came out of me. Yes, ma'am. That did. All this is herbs and water.
Right.
I didn't put nothing yeasty that would bubble up. This is just like a cup of tea.
Right.
So if you see all of this bubbling and mucus and things, that is what has drained out of your vaginal canal and your anal canal. That's where it came from.
You're right.
Well, how is that inside me?
Same thing.
That's the question. We need to know how it's inside of you based on what you're putting inside of you.
It's true. You're right.
It's a lot of work to do, sisters, but I'm here for it. It's something that we all need to collaborate and expose other women to. And this podcast is doing it where people can listen at their own leisure, because there is also still a women that's in hiding about healing.
Oh, right.
It's true.
That's big. That's big right there. You know, and you wonder, why would you want to suffer unnecessarily? But because of our cultural patterns, some people think suffering is necessary and suffering is their life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we gotta stop women from thinking that unless they suffer and they're not doing a good job. No, you don't have to suffer.
No, that's why
I use that as a tagline. You don't have to suffer.
No, man.
You know? Well, I say, come anytime. Anytime, just let us know and we ready.
Yes,
and give us your IG at Sweet Spot Atlanta, and what other
at Sweet Spot Atlanta, all one word. Atlanta is spelled out on IG. It's Sweet Spot Atlanta, Facebook, and Sweet Spot Chronicles, where we keep you up on all the latest news that's going on in the world of women. To make sure women are staying up on top of what's going on in the world that we live in concerning us, because a lot of women are disconnected from that as well. And so we'll be starting up our TikTok as well. I've been refraining because I know who owns TikTok, and we're on all these other platforms. I wish somebody Black would create some type of platform that we can share on. But until then, my son is saying, Mom, you got to get on TikTok. So we'll be on TikTok. But everything is going to be under the signature of at Sweet Spot Atlanta.
Okay.
Check out Remote and see how that goes.
Remote, R-E-M-O-T-E.
R-E-V is in Victor.
Okay, Revolt.
I'm still investigating that, but I heard that was a platform where you can freely.
Okay. So that's how you can engage with us. Our website is sweetspotatlanta.com, and we also have sweetspotvtox.com. And so that is where you book all your online appointments and your consultations. We're starting a pop-up.
We gotta have an event, sis, where we invite a whole bunch of, we gotta have everybody come over to there, and we all do our pots and talk and everything. That would be a wonderful circle.
Yes, because that pot definitely opens women up on different levels than, you know, what we've been taught to be closed up about.
Right.
And so you never know how your spirit is going to show up. And so that's why I tell people, we're doing it not from a spa perspective. There's many people out there doing it now. This, for me, is more about healing melanated women.
Exactly.
And I think out of all women, the people who deserve healing and holding space for healing is Black women.
That's definitely true. Black women.
And that doesn't mean I'm a racist. That just means I'm race first. I am importantly and passionately, you know, accountable to what is going on in the world of Black women's healing.
Yes. And it's nothing. Love self.
Yes.
Love self.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Self-love, self-healing, love self. We don't apologize for loving self.
Right. And we have to spend some time with that, you know, as other cultures do.
Right.
I mean, right. You know, so it's not anything strange or foreign. It's just what we haven't been doing.
Right.
And we must. It's not even an option at this point
right. In
these days and times. I tell my clients, it's a must. I'm not going to run after you for your womb healing.
Right.
Because I make sure I participate in mine every day.
Right.
But
me too.
If you don't want to, you will continue to suffer. So
right.
If you want to come in and just have a story and I got fibroids and I'm bleeding and I can't have children and all the many things that we have, do something about it. Do
Action.
Something about it.
Action. Right.
Are you
right.
just going to live with that story forever? Like that's suffrage.
Right.
Why would you want to suffer in that way when there is things that you can do, but you're going to have to hold yourself accountable to doing them?
Right. Right. I understand.
That's pretty much what I could tell you. It's not rocket science. It's just that you have to have a certain level of love for yourself that I don't want to live and suffer this way anymore. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do by any means necessary not to suffer this way. Period.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And that means that you are doing the work part of the work that you're here to do. That's part of the work you're here to do.
That's right. Everybody's here to do that for themselves.
Right, right.
I and say, so no one can't do it for you. Dr. Eshe can assist you. Other people
right.
that's doing, you know, healing work can assist you, but no one can heal you.
Right. And no one can do it better than you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sis, you've been a real visionary today. And we appreciate your energy,
yes,
your love, your commitment, your spiritual, you know, place. And we want to be on board with whatever you're doing. Just let us know.
Yes.
I will do that. I give thanks for you featuring me. Sister, I enjoyed you being on the call. Something from each other,
yeah. And
let's show up for the work so we can definitely advance ourselves as women to our royal place and our royal position.
That's right.
Yes. Ovario.
Ovario.
Ashe. Y'all have a beautiful day.
Okay.
And we'll talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Ovario. Bathologist, was that what you needed today?
That's what we needed today. That was it. She came with that fire. I can appreciate.
She comes with fire every time.
Yeah,
every time.
Yes, I will definitely be connecting with her. Because that is,
we're gonna have to have an event there for all the women who are on the How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman. We gonna show up at her spot on Metropolitan Boulevard in Atlanta, and we gonna all have that circle because.
Yes.
That's what we creating too, is these circles, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a circle that I am planning to reactivate. I've been in conversation with the lady who's been holding the page while I've been MIA. And I'm going to reach in and figure out how we can make this happen. Because that's exciting. And, you know, already I'm coming to Atlanta. So I feel like that's something, you know, I'm trying to, you know, put my hands in connecting with everybody that I can in that vicinity anyway. Because I know with this healing work, like she said, we have to connect. And taking a bath and having our own bathhouse as women of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go visit, you know, the Korean spa or the Chinese spa or the whatever it is. We can visit them, but we have our own home too. So.
Well, we know what we're still developing.
Yeah.
And we the thing is we need the foundation to be able to do those things without fear.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, a lot of what we're dealing with a lot is, you know, the foundation.
It's true.
But she has, she, like she said, she's been there almost 10 years.
Yeah.
That's the foundation.
Yeah.
So we all need to pile in there and make sure she stays, you know, she's got it going. And people come from all over the country to come to her for her services. And she is a powerful healer.
Yes, that is something to support.
Well, I want, did you want to give out your Tea Bath House info?
Yes. So I am at Tea Bath House. Actually, it's T_bath_house on IG.
And say it again. Say it again.
T_bath_house. That's on IG. It's Tea Bath House on Facebook, but those pages are connected. And teabathhouse.com is where I have my merchandise, where I sell loose leaf tea, herbal baths, cleansing baths, healing black baths, relaxing baths, herbal baths. And I have all merchandise to be able to turn your bathroom into your hydrotherapy room, because that is our first health room. And
it sure is.
There's a lot of bathrooms out there that are really pretty, but they don't work. And so on my website, I have all of those items that you can gather together to start to then really heal yourself from your own home.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
The home is the foundation.
Yes.
That kitchen, the bath, you know, the bed, all of that is the foundation.
All of that. All of that.
Yeah. So our resident bathologist will keep you attuned to what you need as far as updating your bath and expanding your bath and that type of thing. So we blessed to have her here.
I'm blessed.
And so we are going to see you, because we've been here for an hour and we want you to be able to listen to this at lunchtime or whatever, but we will, you know, I'm Herb Sista, HERBSISTAH.com. That's HerbSista.com. Have all types of womb detoxes, full body detoxes, classes, consultations. We're going to have the How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman seminar coming up in the new year.
Yes.
So, you know, and then I have the two books coming up. So we have a lot of visions and a lot of excitement going on. And we're so happy that you chose to be with us at this time.
Yes.
And we're going to see you again.
Yes.
Love you being here. I love being here.
I absolutely love this. Absolutely.
Yes. And so we're going to talk to you in a couple of days. And as I said, we say ovario.
Ovario.
Goodbye, hello, and all of that. So we're going to say ovario. And then we're going to talk to you again real soon. Tell your friends, forward this to your friends. Just let them know that we do say words over here that they may not be totally in with. But they, when once they hear why, they'll get it, you know?
And we
no have, apologizing when you're a grown-ass woman. Just letting you know.
Also have, what, a grown-ass woman gmail.com?
Yes.
Where you send your questions and topic suggestions. And you can share any other comments and questions that you have.
Yeah, how to be a grown-ass woman at gmail.com.
Yes.
How to be a grown-ass woman at gmail.com. And we're gonna expand from there. We're starting right there, though.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here. And ovario, we're going to talk to you soon.
Ovario.
Ovario.